Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and today I'm bringing you a bonus episode of the Tracy Sandler Show. I am back from the NFL's annual league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, and just wanted to hop on here and talk about a couple things. Talk to 49ers general manager John Lynch this week, CEO Jed York, and of course, coach Kyle Shanahan. And of course, the big topic of discussion, as always seems to be with the 49ers these days, is quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance. For background, for those of you who may not know, the 49ers last year traded up several picks, gave up many a first-round draft pick in the future, so that they could draft quarterback Trey Lance, who they saw, and I believe still see, as their quarterback of the future. The idea was Jimmy Garoppolo would, of course, be QB1 this past season. Did a great job, as he tends to do. The biggest issue with Jimmy, of course, has been health over the years. But in two of the last 3 years, the team has gone to the NFC Championship game. They went to a Super Bowl. So clearly he's doing a good job. That being said,
we're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best sport for all your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
The plan was for him to be the starting quarterback this year, 49ers to trade him in the offseason. There was a snag in that plan. Late in the season, Jimmy injured his thumb on his throwing hand, and then later in the playoffs, injured his shoulder on his throwing arm. He decided to have surgery and decided to have that surgery or made the decision to do that in late February, early March, which of course has changed the trade market for him. He won't be able to throw again until late June, early July. So essentially not until training camp. And that has changed things for a number of teams. There have also been a lot of factors that the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo could not control in this quarterback carousel of an offseason. So as things stand right now, Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the 49ers roster. That is Jimmy Garoppolo and his $25 million salary. This gives 49ers fans a lot of pause. But here is the reality, guys. After talking to everybody this week, the 49ers, it seems, are planning for Trey Lance to be their starting quarterback. No one will say it out loud, and no one will confirm it, of course, because Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the roster. The 49ers also say that they can afford to keep him on the roster and perhaps have a quarterback competition, perhaps have him as the QB2 of San Francisco. Jed York, when we spoke to him on Tuesday, he said if the 49ers were to overinvest somewhere, he doesn't mind it being quarterback because this is a tough league, and it's a tough league to find a solid quarterback. He said specifically, if Jimmy's our guy, that's okay. If Trey is our guy that we trade up for, that's okay. I want to win football games. It's not about, oh, we trade up for Trey, so that's the odd decision. Jimmy has a lot of value. He has a lot of value as our quarterback. He has value if somebody wants to trade for him. I know that 49ers fans get concerned and worried about this. But when you read between the lines of what everybody was saying, Trey Lance is the guy. And it seems that Kyle Shanahan is ready for him to step in and be the 49ers QB1 in 2022. A couple of things he said, he was saying about Jimmy, and everything is fine with Jimmy and the 49ers, but he was saying they haven't done a ton of talking in the offseason. Jimmy, he said, is not the most communicating guy. But he also said, if Jimmy is still on their team when they start back up, and that is with OTAs in a couple weeks, he does expect him to be there and to be a part of the team. He said that Trey Lance is somebody he's been talking to all the time. Trey is in Southern California, practicing, doing all his reps and getting ready for the season. Nate Sudfeld, who presumably, I think we all felt, might be the 49ers QB2. We'll see what happens when the season starts, but he's apparently there as well. I guess apparently wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is there. So, you know, these are all things to keep in mind. And then Kyle also said specifically, that's why we looked into trading Jimmy, because we obviously believe that Trey could be a starter and we're ready to do that. But if we can't upgrade our team another way, we're not just going to get rid of a good quarterback because we have other quarterbacks on the roster. Quarterbacks are really hard to come by. Some teams don't have any at all. The fact that we have three that we're happy with, that is a good thing. You always want to upgrade your team. So that is where things stand right now. Realistically, do the 49ers want to have Jimmy Garoppolo on their roster in 2022? Probably not. And that's because I think they would like to trade him for draft picks. They gave a lot away to trade up for Trey, and they believe in Trey Lance, it seems, from everything that they have said. But realistically, they probably don't want to have a $25 million backup on the roster. I think they'd like to use that salary for other things. They're looking to do contract extensions with Nick Bosa and Deebo Samuel, something that everyone assured was going to happen, and I don't think there's any concern there. You know, they also said they could do it. They could even do it with Jimmy on the roster. But I think it's better for everyone if you don't have a quarterback competition, a quarterback controversy, another year of Jimmy versus Trey. And at the end of the season, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan did like kind of their close out the season interviews. And they said it was going to be difficult, and Jimmy made it hard. He did stay healthy most of the year. Of course, as I mentioned, he got hurt, and that's why the 49ers are in the position they are right now. But he still played through and got the team to an NFC championship game. This was a team that was 3-5 at one point and really was just a few plays away from going back to the Super Bowl. Then Jimmy Garoppolo did his closeout press conference, and it was clear that he was saying goodbye and he was ready to say goodbye. I asked him specifically, do you think there's something to be said for a fresh start? And he said, absolutely. I think it is better for everyone if they part ways in a way that is best for everyone. That being said, I also can understand why they don't want to just release him, because this is a guy who, as I've said in two of the last 3 years, took them to the NFC Championship game, took them to a Super Bowl, but it seems clear they're ready. I asked Kyle Shanahan specifically about Brian Griese, who is the 49ers' new quarterback coach. I asked because Brian Griese is coming from the TV world. Of course, he had a tremendous NFL career, a tremendous college career, go blue. Another big reason I asked, of course, because he went to Michigan. But I asked about that and what he saw in Brian Griese that made him confident to bring him in as a first-time coach, especially because he will be most likely coaching a young QB. And although it will be Trey Lance's, you know, second season, technically he started two games. In many ways, he will still be a rookie quarterback. And in his answer, he said he wanted Trey to have somebody who has been through it, who knows what it's like to win a game, who knows what it's like the next week to throw an interception that loses a game, that knows how to deal with the media, that knows how to deal with fans, all of these things. And to me, in that answer, it made it clear, very clear, among the many other things that Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers were saying, that he sees Trey Lance as his QB1 for 2022. So with all that being said, Trey is the guy. It is his time in San Francisco. What happens with Jimmy Garoppolo remains to be seen. If I were to guess, I would think most likely he will be traded at some point, whether it be in training camp, whether it be after the preseason, potentially maybe around the time of the draft in a few weeks. It's just that a team is going to have to be comfortable doing it without seeing how he throws after going through his shoulder surgery. But apparently it is surgery and it's on his throwing arm, so of course it's a big deal. But apparently is not such a major surgery that it should drastically affect anything other than, you know, fixing the issue and making it better, which I've just said in the most simplistic of terms. But you guys, I am not a doctor. No one ever thought I was. So that is where they stand there. Few other things that I think are worth mentioning for 49ers fans, just to kind of recap these last few days. Center Alex Mack, who just got married this past weekend in Ireland. Congratulations to Alex. When the season ended, there was conversation. He was deciding, is he going to play another year? Is he going to retire? 49ers could not confirm either way, but felt that signs were looking towards him coming back, which is a really big deal for San Francisco because, assuming once again that Trey Lance is the guy behind center, you have a young quarterback who you want him to be with a center that is experienced, that he trusts, and that can really help him along the way. That also is a big deal because the 49ers lost guard Laken Tomlinson to free agency. They are excited about last year's second round pick, Aaron Banks. The 49ers have said they are really excited about what they're seeing from Javon Kinlaw's progress, that he seems really healthy, and they're excited to see what he can do. They lost DJ Jones to free agency, so this is a very important position for San Francisco, and it's a huge position for Javon Kinlaw, who has not been healthy since the 49ers drafted him a couple of years ago. So,
tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Of course, many questions. As I mentioned earlier, the contract extensions for Nick Bosa and Deebo Samuel, the 49ers seem very confident that they'll get this done. Kyle Shanahan was asked his thoughts on it, and he said he absolutely recommends them. But this is not his wheelhouse. He's not dealing in contract negotiations. But John Lynch said they will be a part of the 49ers for a long, long time. And of course, they absolutely will be. And then also, interestingly, and I'd love to just talk a little bit about this before I let you guys go about your day, is Jed York talked about the state of the 49ers, and he talked about the relationship between Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and where he plays into all of that. And it's clear the culture has changed from when they got there in 2017. You really cannot miss that. As a 49ers fan, as someone who covers the NFL, I mean, it very much is night and day, it feels like, in terms of culture and the way that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan work together and get along and are very much on the same page. And then Jed York talked about how he's kind of learned to take a step back and let them do their thing. And I just think it's really incredible because there were definitely some issues in San Francisco when the Jim Harbaugh, Trent Baalke days, we saw kind of disintegrated quickly. And you had a first-time head coach, a first-time NFL GM, and in Jed York, a very young first-time owner, CEO, who's, of course, overseeing the team. And I think a lot was learned, and a lot was especially learned by Jed York. And I give him a lot of credit because it's not always easy to say, I made a mistake and here is how I learned from it. So I thought that was, very interesting. And he said, it's just been cool to watch Kyle and John in the way, like I said, they do get along and the way that they do work together and they are on the same page. And you can absolutely see it between them. So I just think that's a really cool thing. And so when he talked about that and learning to take a step back and all of that, I just think that's an important quality in an owner. At the end of the day, the buck stops with you when you are the owner of the team. At the end of the day, it is your team and you are taking responsibility, but it's important to know what you know and what you don't and let the people that you hire do what they do best. And when I think about something that we talked a lot about on the episode of the Tracy Samler Show from earlier this week, when I had NFL Media's Judy Batista on, the owners of the Browns were not at that Deshaun Watson press conference. And they did a Zoom later, but it's not the same. And it's frankly inexcusable. That is their team. And they ultimately, especially with that much money involved, but no matter what, ultimately are the ones making the decisions there and they should be there. So I just wanted to give Jed York a lot of credit for that, for being the owner, the buck stopping with him, but also knowing when to take a step back and let the people he hired do what they do and do what they do best. And you can't really argue with the results. They've certainly had some tough seasons, but there have been injuries, the Jimmy Garoppolo injuries in two of those seasons definitely derailed everything. But to look at, you know, these last 3 years, two out of the last three, I sound like a broken record, having gone to the NFC Championship game and then the Super Bowl, and building a roster that is competitive and that should be competitive for years to come, and for creating a different kind of culture. And I'll say it again, this was a team that was 3-5 and came back, bounced back, and ended up in the NFC Championship game. There's a mindset and a mentality that can do that. And that is not an easy thing to build. So I think that is absolutely worth mentioning. But to close and to really wrap up what I've been trying to say here, it is very clear, you read between the lines, Trey Lance is the guy. Trey Lance will be the 49ers, barring, God forbid, some horrible injury or any injury. Trey Lance will be the 49ers starting quarterback in 2022. I absolutely firmly believe that. What will happen with Jimmy Garoppolo? That I do not know. Will he be on the roster to start the season? Will he not? That is going to be up in the air and I think a little bit out of everyone's control, but we'll see what happens with him. We'll see what happens with Baker Mayfield. Browns are trying to trade him as well, but there is concern. Deshaun Watson may be suspended. They're going to need a backup quarterback. Talked a lot about that on the earlier episode this week with Judy Batista, and I encourage you to check that out because it was a very poignant episode and a very important discussion because, as I've said before, whenever I talk about Deshaun Watson, it's very hard for me as a female reporter covering the NFL, and there is just a lot about it that makes me uncomfortable. But, you know, nonetheless, Baker Mayfield is on that roster right now, and they're going to figure out what to do with him. And it's interesting because Jimmy Garoppolo and Baker Mayfield are kind of they're two quarterbacks left in this quarterback musical chairs. So we'll see where everybody is when the music stops. And with that, we will be back on Friday. I have an awesome guest and we are going to talk a little baseball because you guys, opening day is next week and I cannot wait. So thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, and I know that you did, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network and I'll talk to everybody in a couple days. Bye y'all.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.